Yes, guys, welcome back to the Good Enough Podcast. We are here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. like clockwork. And today we thought we'd start off with a little competition, yeah? Arup have challenged us for this new year to do something fun and unexpected.
So if you don't know Arup, you know they love to do the unexpected. They're changing the game up with drinking water. They literally make water taste amazing.
So, challenge accepted. We are going to have a little freestyle competition, yeah? Production are going to give us three words and we have to freestyle with them three words, and then whoever comes up with the best freestyle wins.
You guys are going to decide who the winner is in the comments, so let us know down below.
Just want to say a big thank you to Arup for challenging us. It's right up our street, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
If you don't do me up in this one,
listen, I'm a
you're
bit
a songwriter.
I'm a bit tired today.
Nah. You was up all night making music, mate, so you should
exactly
be
exactly. It's white noise to me now.
Nah, you should be on the ball. Let's get the ball. Let's get the ball rolling. We do the typical rock paper scissors.
Rock paper scissors shoot.
That's you, my boy.
All right, let's go.
Ah!
All right, go on, then.
Before he beat this man at a free story challenge, he needs to give up nil.
Pie throwing chair.
It's fucking hard. Are you gonna do like a? Are you gonna do a 12 with like?
Never am I gonna do a 12. That's gonna take me too long. All right. I'll go first then.
Go on then. What's your words?
My words are pie, throw, and chair.
Cool. Mine are train, cry, and Arup.
All right, cool.
Going off the dome, mate.
I sit on this chair where I'm waiting for my pie to cook. I throw it in the air, and then it lands in my mush.
That's all right, that one. Wait, did you use all the words?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, pie, throw, chair. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Let me have a little think. What, should I do a two-bar thing? Or
I'm
trying to win this little competition.
I just let it go, that's it. I made sense.
Okay. I've had my railings done, and talking about train.
Okay.
Might catch me business class if I'm sitting on a plane.
Gold.
Haters are on me, and I don't even try. They sit in their bed, and I know they might cry. I drink this air up while I'm on set. Do you want to bet?
Wait. Yeah, it makes sense. Anyway, you've done it though.
There we go.
I can't laugh at you once still because...
Let us know in the comments who you thought
only
won.
Only had two balls. Oh, mate.
You lot let us know in the comments who do you think won that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, big thank you to Arup once again for sponsoring this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is a new year. New year, new beginnings, that whole... thing that everyone has to have a new year to have New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Why can't the resolutions
just be, why can't it be today?
Why can't it be June the 2nd?
June the 2nd.
I'm going to start changing my life. No, we're going to wait till January the 1st. Everyone's going to be in the gyms. Well, yeah, everyone will probably be in the gyms. Yeah. It's the new year.
Yeah.
And then they'd get rid of their membership by February.
Yeah.
What would you say some of your New Year's resolutions are? How do you want to better yourself? Because... it's always good to do.
Yeah, it's always good to just, you know, be better. But I'd say, cool, for me, I just set myself little targets, innit?
That's what I do every
and
year.
They can't, if you set unachievable targets, yeah, you're always going to flop, innit? And to be fair, it's all about capacity, innit? How much you think you can do. But like, where I have always flopped music, yeah, is inconsistency.
Exactly.
They have a lot of things. So I said, okay, cool. I've literally lined up a song a month. To drop.
Sick.
I literally lined up one song a month to drop.
When's your first one dropping? Or
Jan.
Not your first tune, but
Jan.
Is it? What one? What's the name of it?
One by One.
Okay, One by One. Yeah. Tune. Big tune. That's one of the hardest songs you wrote, I think. It's
a fucking good song.
Good song.
Started streaming.
Yeah.
Started streaming. I wanna do that. Get like some good clips out of it. I like it. It's like a whole new thing for me. So I've literally never taken on streaming before. Not that I've never been interested in it. It's like, just never wanted to do it. So I thought, you know what? Even if I'm streaming 5 times a day, I'll do that. 5 times a week, I'll do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, all of them together make a big collection of good content, like streaming five times a day, music once a month. Want to...
just getting your face out there, isn't
it? Yeah, it's literally just that. And then I've got this every week as well.
Yeah,
wicked. Like, there's a lot to come out.
What about any like...
personal ones.
Personal goals, which ain't like business related.
Yeah, there's a few to be fair. Okay, one, stop procrastinating, stop overthinking. I think those are...
It's easier said than done, though.
So easier said than done. But the thing is, I've been practicing it anyway. I know, like, I don't really have mad New Year's resolutions. I just think, obviously, we're just all aware the New Year's coming, time to shape up. It's a good reset button, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a good, like, thing to look forward to. So I've been practicing it anyway. Instead of, you know, you're like me. You know when you just think, oh, I've got to do something, I've got to do this on my mind, and you just put it off. Because, I don't know, you might run into a roadblock and think, oh, but I can't do this because this person's not answering the phone.
Because this
person's not doing this. And you're, like, your whole plan's reliant on, like, so many things, many factors to fall into place. And when one thing goes wrong, you just palm it off, like,
do you know what helped me out with that? I was speaking to my pal the other day and he really motivated me, because what I used to do is I used to set myself tasks for the week. But when you set yourself tasks for the week, I set myself like 10 tasks for the week that I need to do, yeah? Whether it's send stuff to my editor, script a video, do this, go see this person, email about a rave, et cetera, et cetera. When I set it for the week, I'd always be procrastinating so much because I'd be on Monday and I'd be like, well, I've got the rest of the week to do that. I'll do that Tuesday.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh, well, I'll do it Wednesday. And it's, even though it's little tasks, I could get them all done really and truly in about 5 hours.
Yeah, but like, you got, because you give yourself that whole span of time.
When we're not scripting, that takes a whole day. But like,
yeah,
I would leave it all to the Friday. Then it gets to the Friday, all my mates are starting to go out. I'm like, oh, I'll just do it next Monday.
Yeah.
But what my mate kind of taught me, and I don't know why I never thought of it like this, them 10 tasks that you've got for the week, yeah, break them down. Sorry. And every night when you're in bed, because I do this now, and this is what I'm the most productive I've ever been in a minute, is say it's Sunday night. Sunday night, I will set myself no more than 4 tasks to do tomorrow. And I have to do them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Forget about if I've got other things to do. These are my 4 tasks for tomorrow. And that's it.
That.
Yeah. And once they're done, boom, even if I could do more, I know now I've completed the day. I've done them tasks.
Yeah.
Now, Monday night, I'm going to write down more tasks on my phone I need to do.
Right.
Rather than giving myself the whole week, you give yourself less tasks, but I got so much more done. So much more done. You think you don't because you're only setting 3 a day, but like, usually I'd set 10 for the week and do none of them.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to kind of get over that overthinking and procrastination, because you have to do it.
It's just how it is, however you take it. Like, I think that would be a good thing for me.
Try it, trust me.
I want to try it.
It probably changed my whole work.
Yeah, just know you got this to do today.
Mm.
And just be fair, once that's done, you bake off.
And when you're in a position like us, like, if we don't work, then...
You don't get paid.
You're not going to get paid.
You're not getting paid.
I mean, we create our own money in a sense. So,
like,
you have to be active. You have to be doing these things.
Yeah.
I don't really set myself New Year's resolutions. I usually do it on my birthday.
Oh yeah, that's.
I usually say by this age I'm gonna
do this, and then this I'm gonna do this.
But next year, a couple of things that I want to do. I want to start clothing brand.
Yeah,
100%. I've always done like little things before, like I've done the hats. Remember them?
Yeah,
done them. Then I've done a bit of some other brand, Vite Denise. Then I've done a bit of merch, Keza clothing. But I was never really fully committed into it.
Yeah.
Now I've seen Sharky do his thing.
It's a beautiful, beautiful brand.
Yeah, honestly. You're wearing it now.
Yeah,
Primo.
Really,
now I've seen him do his thing with his cousin, and the way they've actually done it as a proper brand, it's kind of like giving me like a kick up the arse to think I can do that.
Yeah,
like I wear nice clothes, I know what looks nice. I want to take this serious now. I'm a grown man now. When I was doing them things, I was like 17, 18.
Yeah.
I want to do it proper.
Yeah,
and I think that's what comes back into the overthinking thing of like, usually I wouldn't ask for help.
Yeah.
I'll try to do everything
myself. Yeah.
Think like, how do you even like go to these suppliers in like China, Portugal, stuff? How do you even get to that?
Yeah.
But, like, you just ask.
Just ask someone.
I mean, people are going to be willing to give you a helping hand.
I'm going to try and help you, bro.
I want to do a clothing brand, 2,000,000%. Like, that's one goal I want to do next year and make it sick. Another thing, I want to be consistent with music like you.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to drop a tune, like, hopefully every month, every 2 months.
Yeah.
Want to smash music 2024. Obviously, I own my own rave, Del Rio. I'd want that to be bigger. Hopefully, we do our first festival next year.
That'd be good.
Get a little tent at the festival.
Yeah, banging.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Personal ones is always the same thing. I always say I gotta stay fit because my weight fluctuates so easily. Like, I can put on a bit of timber, get around the face there, saggy neck, and then I think, fuck this, I'm getting in the gym. Give me a month,
and it's gone down again.
Gone down again. Yeah. It just fluctuates. So I stay fit and healthy, keep my mental health in check. Make sure I don't slip. That's always one.
That's important, man. Because when that goes, everything else suffers.
And hold back on the spending, I think. Because I spend a lot, man.
Especially like, when you go out.
Oh, I done a monkey last week at Winter Wonderland. How?
How did you do that? I know it's expensive, Winter Wonderland.
Monkey's 500 quid.
500 quid, yeah.
It was like five, I done 560.
How? What did you do? What did you get?
I went Gaucho brunch.
Yeah.
That's 60. Then I got a black cab to Winter Wonderland. That was 800. went to Wonderland. Went to Wonderland. And I don't even know. I just must have been being generous.
Yeah.
Just buying, do you want a drink?
Yeah, it's that.
But I don't know how I equated that much. Oh, I'm definitely fucking sneaking in a vodka bottle next time. 110%. They don't even search you.
It's dear, bro. I'm telling you. Winter Wonderland's dear.
Yeah, dear. It was good, though.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah, sick. But yeah, man, it's fucking, I need to hold back on spending because especially when I'm on holiday, I don't.
You don't care, innit? You just let it
tap,
go.
Tap. Like, I just don't care. I remember I was in Ibiza, I was in Ocean. When I was literally, I was pissed, innit?
Yeah.
Sitting there with my glass on it, like that. Just like relaxing for a bit. I just had like one of them food platters that they bring out, yeah?
Yeah.
I was licked out my head. And my boy's currency is going, yo, Johnny, like the, we had bottles in it, but they had run out. He was like, all my pals have got cash in it.
Yeah.
And they was like, oh, fucking, they need a car payment for the bottle, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? He's like, bro, let me get your card. I was like, give him the card. He just tapped my card, got the bottle, and then shout out to him, Frank. He took my phone and he wrote down on my, because I was sploshed. He wrote down on my phone everyone that was on the table and how much we owe me each.
I like that.
Sick.
I like that.
Sick. But like shit like that, I'll just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
But like if he didn't do that.
You would have just let that go.
I would have forgot about it.
Yeah.
I just get too generous and just start. Because I always think, yeah, money don't mean shit if you ain't living right.
Living right, if you're not like enjoying yourself.
That's a grubber bar, isn't it? don't. If you've got like 5 M's in your bank.
And you're just driving sitting there.
You're driving a Corsa and living in a one bed flat.
Yeah, you'd be fuming, innit? It's what? Like, what are you doing it for then?
What are you doing it for? You let could die
go.
Tomorrow.
Just let it go.
And then
bro.
The whole point of you having that money, what was the point of that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's things in life that are meant to be seen.
Mm.
Yeah, I want to go on some different trips this year. Obviously, right now, currently, when you're watching this, I'm in Thailand. Probably having the time of my life. Hanging out the back of a lady boy. No, joking, never. I don't know. Like, I'm only going B for once, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'm not going more than once.
It's where's somewhere else you want to go that proper? That's new. Because I can't like the Thailand thing. That's proper. Yeah, that's a proper excursion.
I'm going to do off Sona again. It's a raving holiday in Barca. I just stayed at the W. That was fucking sick. If you go raving, that for me, because I with raving nowadays, yeah, I just feel like it. I know you're not really a raver, but it's something that strongly I do feel, yeah. It is gone to shit in England, I feel like.
Like it
not abroad. Going to shit, actually, that's a lie, because I am my own rave and like they're lit, I can't lie.
Yeah.
The raves are still good, but I feel like I'm so old now.
I think abroad is just better though, I can't lie. I think just nightlife in general here is dead.
Nightlife, bruv, don't you feel like you go out nowadays and just bear kids?
Yeah, and on top of that, I think it's different in a sense where for us, I think we more want to be involved in the process rather than, like you're not a consumer anymore.
Yeah.
You're not a consumer. You're not someone that, you don't see yourself. When's the last time you've gone somewhere and just been just a normal consumer? You're not that person anymore.
Mm.
Like you're not a fan of raving and you're not a fan of, like you have your own rave.
Yeah.
You see when that mindset kicks in, yeah?
More, maybe that's why. Because
no, it is, bro. I'm telling you it is.
So I see it from the business side as well.
When I started,
I can't lie, I'm not even capping, brother. The music at my event, it is, best about. I'm not even just saying
that. Because you know what you want, innit?
Yeah.
You know what you want.
We got the beats, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Like when I started hosting and that, but like years ago, I stopped liking going out. Because I was like, if I'm not hosting, if I ain't got a mic in my hand, or if I ain't doing something at least behind, I don't want to be here, bruv.
Yeah.
I literally don't want to be in a crowd. So it changed
Maybe
me.
Maybe that is why.
Way back, I changed so early. I was like, I don't even enjoy this anymore. I want to be in the process.
Yeah, maybe that's why. And when you're on holiday, like it's just different.
Yeah, when you're on holiday.
Because you're on holiday.
Because you're on holiday. Yeah. That's why you like it. But you see when you're doing the local stuff or the standard stuff, you're like, bro, fuck this.
And it's Sunday the next day, it's raining and that.
Yeah.
You're feeling all
if
hungover.
If you're on holiday, bro, it don't matter because you're there. You've left, you've got on a plane to go there for that purpose.
Holiday.
So you're going to enjoy it. Do you get it?
Holiday is, I think, the best way to spend your money. Can't lie. the best. I could go do like fucking say a grand on a pair of trainers, and as soon as I bought them, I think, what am I doing? I could do $5,000 on holiday and not regret a penny.
Because of the memories, man.
It's a memory, bruv.
The memories.
You can't take the cash to your grave. You can take the fucking memories.
The memories. Well,
they'll be for life. Well, you won't. You'll tick over, innit? You'll be dead. But like, it's just everything in moderation, I think.
Yeah.
Like, holidays are sick, bro. Holidays are one place. Yeah. Why? Maybe it's just British people that do this. But like, you could be out partying till 6 in the morning. Get in, have 1 hour's kip. If there's there's a beach club on,
and you're up.
You're there.
Up.
Shades on.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm looking rough. Get a couple drinks down me.
Trying to make
the
most of it, bro.
Exactly.
I think it's here. We got tired weather here. We got tired nightlife here.
Everyone's nose up at you. Like, everyone, like, it's in your business.
Yeah,
and
bro.
Shit, like.
Seeing you abroad is a whole different vibe.
Everyone's like, where
bro,
you from?
Everyone's bubbly.
Turn American.
Legit.
It is, isn't it?
Legit. Everyone's bouncing on holiday, bro. It's nice. Oh, that gives me nice. I got a little bit of blues now.
Oh, we need the sun. Would you ever live abroad? I know you did live in Cyprus
for a bit.
How long did you live in Cyprus?
Well, there were two years basically, because I used to come back for
Summers or 2 years.
Nah, because it was two I used seasons. To go in, like longer than the seasons though.
Oh, is
so
it?
I used to go before the season started and leave after the season ended. So it would be like, but I'd go back and forth.
Did you stay in Napa? Stay in Cyprus.
Stay in Cyprus.
Yeah.
So I didn't go into that. It's nice, bruv.
Apart from like the strip is scatty and stuff.
The strip's a toilet. But the actual place, yeah. Cyprus,
banging.
Good weather. I can't lie. It's the weather that keeps you up.
Bare hot.
It's what makes me stay, really, truly. It's so nice, bro.
Bruv, the sunlight and the weather really dictates my mood.
Oh, bro. You see, when you got, like right now, today, it's just grey. You wake up, you're like, oh, but you see when, I can't lie.
The blue sky was out right now. It gives me shivers down my neck.
You know when you wake up, we don't get much sun in it. We don't get much like good weather here.
Well,
it is
January right now when you're watching this.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, let's say summertime. You know when you wake up summertime and you open the curtains or the blinds, whatever, and it's banging outside. You're like,
Woo! Oh my god, in it.
And you can put on shorts,
yeah,
and a t-shirt in London. Oh, get me outside.
Exactly.
I want to do stuff.
Anything's a motive.
Anything is
a motive. I can't wait for summer. And people that say winter's better, you're not well.
Lost your mind. I literally love a summer in this country, bro. Like genuinely, I don't even mind working, like doing something work related when it's hot. Like just with my boys or something. To be fair, the work we do, we're linking up as brethren anyway. But it's just everything's just better. Everything's just better.
Yeah.
You know when you've got
if it was hot outside. After this, we'd be like,
what?
Do you want to go for a drink? Let's go
somewhere. You know, literally the first time we came here, it was a hot day. Did you know that?
Oh, my memory's just
it was sieve. The first time we ever came here, it was a hot day, and we went and we went to a market round the corner from here. We sat
Did
down.
We?
Yes, we sat. We sat down. We had.
How can I not remember?
We
this?
Had food on a bench, brother. It was a market store.
Why is my memory that bad?
Yeah, that was and bro. And we
what
was,
did we eat?
We ate chicken. We ate chicken. We got two stools. There were two stools.
Oh, yeah.
And we left. And
The wings. That was banging, yeah.
We left and we were buzzing the whole day.
Yeah, the whole day.
The whole day, we were like, oh, I can't wait to do this podcast.
Yeah.
And we're not sat in the hot sun, t-shirt on, eating some good food from a market. Bro, now, when I woke up, not to say I don't love coming here, by the way, I absolutely love coming
here. Yeah, I loved it.
But it's a drag when it's winter.
Yeah, anything's a drag when it's winter. When you wake up and it's cold, you know.
You're freezing, it's freezing.
When I used to work at Heathrow, I used to get up at 4:30 in the winter and had to be there by 5. So I just used to wake up quickly, just straight there.
Just get it done. It's just, this makes things 10 times harder.
I remember I used to defrost my car. I was driving. Mum's life is horrible. All them people that get up early in the winter, fair play, Joe.
Fair play.
Go do a graft and that.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Just chapping outside and you're just... The ice Traffic. In your car. Or even if you don't have the car, or have a car, you got to get on public transport.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And some man wear shorts all year round. My brother's one of them. He wears shorts all year round.
I know he does. Yeah, yeah,
Joe
yeah.
will wear shorts all year round. Like, I don't know how he don't get cold. And he makes it known to you,
man.
Like, you cold, I ain't cold. Are you cold? Okay, yes, we get it. You're not cold.
But my man's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, we get it. You're not cold.
We get it, mate. You're not cold.
Yeah, I am. Okay. You don't have to have the same opinion.
He's that. Joe does that though.
He does. Bro,
he can't.
Bruv, if he's if you don't have his opinion, I love him to bits, obviously, but if you don't have his opinion, yeah, he's flabbergasted. I was in a food gaff the other day in Eastcote with Casey, and I got something that he didn't order. And he rang me up, he said, where are you? I said, oh, I'm in thingy. And he was like, oh, bruv, you have to get, I can't remember what it's called, this dish, blah, blah, you have to get it, bruv. It's the best dish. Like, so passionate when he's saying it. And I'm like, oh no, I've ordered this. Instead, he was like, what? He was like, bruv, I can't lie. That's going to be fucking disgusting. He was like, there's no point going there not getting that. It's my opinion.
The munch that you're going to eat, that's going to be fucking disgusting.
It's my opinion.
It's what he's you want to eat, bro.
He looks at he's like touching that. Like, he's like,
he actually does that. He does. Me, I know Joe.
Like, not everyone's going to have the same opinion as you. Like, it's okay.
Joe.
Oh, mate. He does it with everything. Even in the gym or something. Like, I'll be doing my normal workout and sometimes he comes to me and like, he'll do something different to me, which is just exactly the same exercise, just a different back exercise sign. And they'd be like, oh, let's do these. And I'd be like, oh, no, I don't really do them, innit? What? You don't do these? Bro, this is better than any other workout you could do. It's like, okay. So passionate. Like, he's disgusted that you don't do it his way.
Nah, that is funny. Big up Joe, though.
Yeah,
Joe,
yeah, yeah.
Joe's the best, mate. He's lovely. Yeah. So,
have you got your Snapchat yearly wrapped yet?
I haven't done it yet.
I got mine early. So I got mine. I don't know why I got mine. It's not in the end of the year.
No. I ain't done mine. So what? Does it just put up all your memories for the whole year, basically?
Basically, but then it went, so maybe it was a bug.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because mine don't appear on my Snap.
Maybe it'll come out January the 1st, but I can't lie. Snapchat, it gets a lot of hate saying like, oh, pardon me. Gets a lot of hate saying like, oh, it's a kid's app. If you snap, blah, blah.
But you got to utilize it the right way, man.
Trust me, I can't lie. Yeah, if I lost my Snapchat memories,
you'd be fuming.
I'd be fucking hanging from a bridge. I swear down.
Because I know what you do. Like, even when we're on holiday, you don't. Johnny don't use Snapchat to post stuff up. By the way,
I do now.
He does.
Do now, like publicly for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you actually want to see what I'm doing in Thailand right now, I'm gonna be basically vlog snapping every single day. So go ahead, my Snap, Johnny Carey 98. Yeah. And you can see what I'm up to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You don't post everything that you film, but Johnny pulls out a Snap a lot. Like, so when we were on holiday, we go on holiday, say for example, Johnny sees a nice view or something, you'd go whip the phone out, just one of them.
Yeah.
One of them. Little just turn around, it. Show all the man that you're with, whatever not.
It's a memory.
Show
the area,
save it. And then when you go, because we could be having a nice time and Johnny just wants to catch
whenever,
up.
Whenever I feel like, oh, this is a really nice moment, yeah. I'm really happy,
yeah.
I'll back my phone out and just record here and save it.
Save it and then he'll go back to it in a few months' time and be like, oh, that was a good time.
Yeah, because when I'm feeling down sometimes and I'm feeling like, oh, life's shit in a minute, I'll go on my memories and kind of like remember back. How I felt then.
Try to put yourself back, like you want to put yourself back in that place and be like, look.
Yeah.
There it is.
I can't even remember what we ate the other day.
Yeah.
When you said that, my memory's terrible. So when I get a 4 years ago today snap, and it's like, oh my God, I forgot I even done that.
Yeah.
Sick, bro.
Yeah, it's banging. It's banging. Yeah, but I need to do mine. I need to start doing that, to be fair.
I always save memories. I've got so many. If Snapchat ever closed down, I wouldn't even remember what I've done in my life. Swear down.
That's your whole catalog in there.
That is my catalog.
Literally.
Swear down. I've got so much shit in there. That is a great invention. I think Snap, anyway, is one of the best apps. Can't lie. Like, cool. I know, it's, like I said, it seems bare young and stuff like that, but like, for group chats.
That's light. That's nice.
You can half swipe.
Yeah.
You can half swipe messages.
Yeah.
That in itself is sick.
Mm.
And like, group chats, you put stuff in there and it goes after a day.
Yeah.
That's the best feature about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Screenshot, tells you when you screenshot.
Yeah.
Gets too much hate.
Too much hate, the thing does.
Snapchat, you want to sponsor me? Let's get something working.
It's a good app, man.
Sick app.
WhatsApp have done that now, where you know, not with the screenshot stuff. You know, if you've got Snapchat Plus, yeah, you can see when someone's half swiped.
Can you? Oh, fuck them. I hear people all the time.
You got to pay for it.
Yeah,
as
see,
well,
that's when it comes to childish.
That's when it gets charged, because it's then like, who's paying for that? To be fair, I bet someone's watching this has paid for that 100%.
Yeah, paranoid
but like,
people.
If you've paid for it, what's the purpose? Let me know.
You want to hurt your own ego.
Yeah.
So you want to see people
half-swipe. You want to see people half-swipe you.
I'd rather not know.
So that you could go, what? So
I don't care. You
who the fuck cares?
I don't care.
Half-swipe me all day long, man. I'm all right.
Open it and then reply later if you want.
Just open it.
Word.
Why half-swipe? Just fucking open it. I don't mind.
What would you say your top five apps are?
Instagram?
Yeah, that's definitely my number one.
YouTube?
Okay, that should have been my number one, really. Yeah.
Instagram, YouTube. I spend time on TikTok, but I wouldn't say it's in there, but I spend time on it.
I hate that I use it.
I hate that. I feel like it's killing my brain. Oh my god!
I use it to post content.
Oh, bro.
And when I'm on there, sometimes I'll be having to do something. See, we talk about procrastinating, and I'm on there, and I keep telling myself back in my head, "Yeah, click off the next video," and I just don't.
Yeah.
And I have to go. Oh, and I put my phone down. Think about, cool. I've wasted 40 minutes. What am I doing,
bro? It's annoying.
Next minute, I just pick it back up.
That's what it's designed to do, bro.
It's terrible.
And it's got us.
It's serotonin levels like that.
Yeah.
All you have to do is to get a new buzz. Yeah.
They've made it. They've optimized it for that. That's what it's meant to do. And you're spending all that time on the app doing that, bro. They're making bread.
Kids are going to be fucked, you know.
I know. Their brains are rotted literally they've even got the chance to make it happen.
Bro, I'm so glad we're the last generation of
like the normal stuff.
Going outside. You know, I was chatting to my mom and dad the other day. So he was watching the news and like, you know, it's just like, we don't get political on this channel or nothing like that. But like, there's just a lot of fucked shit going on in the world at the minute. Like, which ranges from here to here. Like, I'm not even just talking like stuff that's bang on the news right now. We all know that the world ain't the normalest of places at the minute, yeah?
It's in pieces, man.
And I think to blame is partly social media and how connected we are.
100%.
Because everyone has an opinion. Yeah. Everyone's in your business. Yeah. Everyone, like, oh, you can't do that. Like, even like with the thing with jokes, you can't make jokes anymore. Because everyone's going to comment about like, well, you can't say that about me, I'm offended.
There's no thing that you can say now, yeah, that's considered acceptable by everyone.
Who the fuck cares
if it is or not? But if it's not, you're going to know about it because people are going to throw it. People are going to tell you.
Oh, what? I don't like your joke. I want to make you lose your job now.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going at you until I fuck you over and cancel you. Like I was speaking to my mum and dad about it and I went, this generation's fucked. And I said to my mum, yeah, but is that just something? Because you know, see everyone goes, oh, I was born in the wrong generation. That's just a saying.
Yeah.
I said to my mum, like, my mum's 55, I think.
Yeah.
So I was like, is it just something everyone says? Like in the 90s and the 2000s and the 80s, was you saying, oh, this generation's fucked?
Mm.
She was like, I'll be honest, no.
Nah,
same
with my dad.
She said life didn't get bad until like recently, like 2017 plus. And it's because of social media when it's connected.
My parents say the same thing.
That breaks my heart.
They never say I was born in the wrong generation.
Actually breaks my heart.
I
wish I was born in that generation. I can't lie.
It was way better.
Imagine growing up, I would like to be, obviously, I can't really say this because I've made a job out of social media and I'm so grateful. But I'm just saying, like, mentally
health,
wise.
I was going to say mentally, yeah.
Like, I wish I turned 21 in 2000. In the year 2000.
Right, yeah.
I think that's
part. That's a sweet
spot. Grew up in the 90s.
Good. Yeah.
And then you got, because the early 2000s is still old school, bro.
Yeah.
Like we said, we're the last generation, what are you, 97, 98?
96.
96?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the 96, November.
Oh, is it? I thought you were 1 year older than me.
Nah.
Yeah, but remember the early 2000s, yeah? That was still so old school. You didn't know what no one else was doing, but I know we was kids, but like, but yourself, even like pre-2015, bruv.
And now, it's nice, bro.
It's nice.
I think for me, 2016 was probably my favorite
sick
year.
That's the year I met you, wasn't it?
It wasn't.
Yeah, that's the year I met you.
Yeah. 2016.
Yeah.
It was 2016.
At Kojo Funds event.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was literally. No, we first met.
No, we met with Cadet.
We first met on the Cadet thing. Yeah, but then we went to that after.
Yeah.
That was when we went out for the first time.
Stockley Park, innit?
That was a fucking good year for me, you know. I actually loved that year. Drake dropped One Dance and Controller.
Oh, life was just so much better.
Don't remember that. I didn't know. And then,
why is life so much better back in the day?
What? That was a rhythm, bro. Bubbly rhythms. Everyone's just going out enjoying life. Shit's just happening.
No one's commenting on every single little thing.
Yeah.
Bruv, back then, I used to fucking make some dark jokes in my videos. I could not do that now.
Nah.
Like, I've matured, so I won't make that with dark. But like, I've topped myself in a couple of videos. They're private now, so you won't be able to find them.
Yeah, you won't be able to see them.
But yeah, man, I used to be. But when you could say anything and like everything would be taken as a joke, and like no one, like the world's just, everyone hates each other now. Everyone's in competition. Everyone's in competition. Everyone just wants to fuck it. I don't even know. I personally don't watch the news because it just depresses me.
Yeah, it's very depressing. It's very depressing. Just focus on your own thing, man. Try to keep your own happiness. You know what I mean?
I think there will be a big reset. There has to be, surely.
There will.
Can't carry on
but
like this.
But then what is it going to be? Because you're not going to get rid of social media. They're not going to limit it. They're not going to do anything with it. What's it going to, the reset's never going to be, it's never going to be like it was. It's not going to be like it was, bro.
Like picture like a day in 2009. It's a lovely day.
Yeah.
You got BBM.
Yeah.
You still got YouTube and stuff.
Still got YouTube, all of that.
But that weren't toxic.
Nah.
It's more that
it was a happy place. It was a happy place, bro.
If I want to, I can FaceTime someone in Australia now, right? Like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Used to be Skype. You have to get a laptop.
Skype,
out.
Yeah. Boop, 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 MSN boop, Messenger.
Yeah. Yeah. Cole. Bebo.
Bebo.
Bebo. That was the one.
Good stuff. I can't lie.
Word, man.
Now, that was lit, man. I can't lie. Life was a bit of a challenge, bro. Now it's this bare automation. Everyone's got a fucking thing to say about anything.
Everyone's fake.
Yeah.
Everyone's fake now. Swear down. Everyone is fake, bro. Back in the day, everyone was so much more real. You got what you give. Like,
yeah, it's on the tin, man.
Give what you get.
Yeah. Bruv. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, bro. And the fact that my mum said that, because I genuinely thought she was going to say, no, everyone just says it for their generation. She said, no, it's just your generation that's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It is.
Everyone's twisted. Everyone's not well. Everyone is twisted.
Yeah.
Lockdown.
Pre-lockdown was nice, man. Even that, like, that. I want to go back to at least give me 2019. Come on.
But like, it was because, I don't even think it was the lockdown. I think it was because we was so connected, because like we can't compare lockdown to World War II.
No,
like, that's a catastrophe. No. But like people were losing their kids and getting sent up to the countryside. The mums had to like chill. I was watching the other day, some World War II thing, bruv. I can't lie. Without them soldiers, them brave men, we would not be here today. They are the reason this country is the way it is.
Yeah.
They've given us life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was terrible. Millions of people dying and that. But like, if you still look at videos and shit like that, they're all still keeping happy. They're all still singing. Yeah. They're all still thinking, because I think their world is so small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just, who do you know? Listen to the radio. You know what I mean? Small world. It's fucking, someone went in COVID, someone was leaking stuff like, oh, the coronavirus spread to here. You've got it all here like this.
You can literally see it straight, yeah.
I actually hate the news. The news will be fucking 8 negative stories about what is going on in the world.
One positive
thing. And one positive story would be something so fucking ridiculous. I was watching it the other day and it was like bare negative stuff. Like actually depressing, like horrible stuff. And then it was like, in other nudes, there's been a prize pig at the county fair. One first prize. And then they're interviewing the farmer. He's like, well, you know, he raised him from a... Who the fuck cares?
Trying to sprinkle some happiness.
This is your positive, like... Fuck me. They should do all, but negative sells, isn't
it? So yeah, it should.
Who's
going to
watch the news
if
they just see positive stuff? But it is really bad for your brain, man. I can't lie. My dad watches it every night.
It's horrible. I watched it the other day and it was literally just loads of negative stuff. And I think the one positive thing was that my man, what's his name? Is it? It's not. Who's a bloody guy? Sadiq Khan. Is it Sadiq Khan? Whoever it is, whoever's running it right now, yeah, is going.
I don't really care.
It's all the same. He's saying, he's decided to let people travel for free on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow. Oh. Cheers, mate.
Yes!
How about you rip the Mueller's cameras down, you cunt?
Innit? Get ahead. He's like, no, you can travel for free on Christmas Day. No Mueller's charge, nothing.
Oh, I'm wow. Like,
thank you so
Mueller's
much.
Mueller's is a joke. Fucking hell. It don't affect me, but it affects people that I know. Like my brother, for example, he has to pay £12.50 every time he leaves the bottom of my high street.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's ridiculous.
Bottom of my road, he has to pay £12.50.
That's nuts.
It's fucked, bro.
That's horrible, bro.
For what? And there weren't even a vote for it. There weren't no. Like, it was just.
Yeah, and it's expanding, you know. You see what it's gonna. Well, it's gonna look.
It's Greater London now.
It's not, bro.
I got Ulez where I live.
Genuinely, it's gonna be the whole of like the only people that survive are like right on the outside.
I know.
Expanded it, so yeah, everyone's gonna just have to pay £12.50 a day to drive.
It weren't a democracy thing. It was.
No, it's just this is happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want more money.
Get used to it.
They reckon because of the pollution. What a load of bollocks. Like, do you know how much cap that is?
It is cap.
That's the biggest, pollution.
They'll dress it up, though.
People are still going to fucking go out in their cars. You just want to earn some money off it. Like, they think we're stupid,
people have got to go out in their cars.
They think we're stupid, bruv.
So, yeah, that's one thing there.
What a negative episode. No, but this is how we actually are when we link up. We talk about all the badness, but we still don't let it get us down because... Sometimes you've got to talk about the realness in the world because this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's just, we like to give our opinion on it because...
I think everyone that watches now, their opinion's the same as ours. It's all bad shit.
Yeah, man.
But do you know what? The thing that you should do to just sidetrack yourself, I'm not saying be ignorant, innit? Don't be an ignorant guy. Understand what's going on in the world and that. But don't lock in, bro.
Yeah.
Don't lock into it.
Don't stress yourself.
Believe this is happening in the world that we're in, blah, blah, blah. You can do that, innit? Focus on your thing and just be I need to beat the game because I need to at least, for myself and my people, be all right. So I'm just going to try lock in, do this, do that. I know the world's against me right now and they're against each other, but I got this to do, that to do. Like we're talking about in the beginning of the video, setting yourself tasks and blah, blah, blah. That helps you counter all the bad shit that's going on in the world. Now, you got to just have your own goals, fam. You got to have your own little way of thinking, and it's not selfish.
But there's nothing wrong with being selfish.
It's not selfish. You're still understanding what's happening in the world. I'm not saying just ignore it.
Yeah, no, don't ignore it. But don't stress yourself out.
Don't stress yourself
over
out
a thousand things that you can't change.
You can't change it. So I think that's a massive thing. You know, people call me ignorant. I think people call you ignorant and selfish.
Ignorance is bliss.
But yeah, bro, ignorance is bliss.
But I know everything that's going on in the world, yeah, and it is terrible. It is terrible. But I can't single-handedly change every single problem that's going on.
Yeah.
Or some things I don't like that are happening.
Yeah.
I can't change that. Yeah. What am I going to do as a singular person?
Yeah. People will counteract that and say, you can spread awareness. You can do this. I'll spread awareness if you want. I'll do this and whatever not. But do what you can, but don't get yourself... Basically, just don't get yourself down about it.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, don't.
Don't
stress,
let it. Don't let that down. Tear your whole world.
That is
apart.
A very selfish mindset. I can't lie. But at the end of the day,
you can't let your world fall apart. Because of the things that are happening.
Life is what you make it. This is your world.
Yeah.
Like you see through these two eyes. This is your consciousness. Like this is, if you're stressing, your world is fucked.
Yeah.
You're gonna fucking not have you're a very finished, good life. Finished. Are you?
And then you just join the sheep, join the herd, fam. And you're just another lost soul. With all the lost souls that they're talking about on the news and blah, 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 blah. You got to uplift yourself, man. Genuinely. That's how we get by.
Word. Like even things like, the basic things like ULEZ, we can't change that. So I'm going to sit here and stress about it.
Yeah, I'm just going to, ULEZ is here, innit?
Exactly.
I got to drive.
Am I going to change it? Is anything I do going to change it? No. Yeah, being healthier for a New Year's resolution is definitely one.
Yeah.
Drinking more water. Well, I drink enough water.
I drink enough water, I think.
But
could drink more on some days, I can't lie, especially when I've had a little drink and dry out the system.
If you don't really like drinking water, this is your
this
is your saviour right here, because it don't taste like water.
So yeah, just click the link if you want to.
Click the link, go get yourself an Aero.
Grab yourself an Aero bottle. And I think,
on that note, I think we've just waffled how shit the world is.
Yeah, I know. Sorry if it's a bit of a negative episode. We woke up today, we were a bit tired.
You got to have some real ones. You can't always be laughing and joking.
Get some negativity off, you know?
Yeah, let the steam off, you know what I mean? And everything that we have said, we are fully aware that the kind of mindset we have is quite ignorant and is quite selfish. I'm fully aware of that. And it doesn't make me the best person in the world. It really doesn't. But we can't... I personally just don't want to... I know what my mental health's like. And if I try and fix every problem in the world and there's so much negativity going on and I focus on all of it, I'll have a meltdown and I won't be able to be me. I'll make myself ill. So.
I hear it. I hear it, bro.
But yeah, man. Hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yep.
Let us know in the comments below some thoughts you have. And yeah.
Take care.